The Traveling Museum Shopping Network is brought to you by the following sponsors. B&B's Traveling Museum and Vintage Mercantile. It's like a museum, but everything is for sale. Pocket Monkey Vintage. The biggest selection of vintage jackets in Northern California. Free Blockbuster Bay Area. Take a movie, leave a movie, learn more at freeblockbuster.org. And now, enjoy the show. I'm Thomas. This is Tony. Welcome back to the Traveling Museum Shopping Network. What are you wearing? What is this?
I have this beautiful Budweiser Clydesdale jacket. This is, it's great satin. It's patriotic. It's red, white, and blue.
1980s,
and it gotta be from the 80s. This feels great on me. I feel like I look great in it. This is available right here inside Pocket Monkey Vintage.
Also available, this jacket I'm wearing. It's the Prince George Radio Control Club. Prince George, British Columbia.
Oh, beautiful area.
Beautiful. A lot of trees, a lot of water. You like trees and water. Have you ever seen the Clydesdales in person?
No, I have not. Only on commercials on television.
I saw them at the Daytona 500, which sounds like a really trashy event for me to go to, but it was great. Got to meet the horses. Beautiful animals.
Massive, gigantic. That's a working horse, right? They would call that a working horse.
Oh yeah, no, that's not a domestic horse.
They're for towing. You're not doing the girls aren't doing the barrel races at the rodeo on the Clydesdale.
No,
that guy's for towing cannons and right.
Their haulers were bigger than the NASCAR haulers. We're talking about clocks today. We got a lot of clocks for sale here.
Drowning in clocks.
We're running out of time, literally. Got to get rid of these clocks. You want to start talking about this one we got here? What is this?
Yeah, we got this. This is a beautiful from Reno, Nevada, probably in the 70s, 80s sometime. It's a quartz, so it is battery powered. And it has a great little slogan on here. I never drink until 5, but every time on the clock is 5. This is for the alcoholic in your life, the partier in your life. Somebody who wants to crack open a beer at 7 a.m. and not feel bad about it. This is the clock for you. We're selling this today only in shop, not available in the online store.
That's true.
For an absolutely mind-blowing deal, $14.
Right here it says available on Depop. That's a dirty lie. These are only available here in the Annex in Benicia, California.
This clock is tested. This clock works. This clock keeps great time. It's maybe going to go great in your home bar, in your office. Maybe this is a fun one to have in the office to signal to all your coworkers that I drink, I party.
Or at really your home
yeah,
office.
Yeah, just in your home office.
When you work at home.
Because, you know, sometimes you're working from home, you're on that Zoom, you're on that Teams call. You have a cocktail off camera. No one knows. No one knows what you're drinking out of your Stanley tumbler. That could be straight vodka in a water glass. They're not gonna know. If you can keep your cool, you're chilling.
I'd put it in the bathroom. That's a funny thing to have in your bathroom.
This is a funny one to have in the bathroom. I would agree, but it's
guest
got this
bathroom.
Got this great. It's almost like felt on the inside there. With your numbers are in a beautiful gold. This is you've got some nice wood here around the outside. This is timeless. Timeless, really.
It's always piece. 5 o'clock. That would confuse me. In my home, we use military time.
Oh, 5 a.m.
I'm not drinking at 5 a.m.
It's always 05
a.m. I'm not drinking at 5 p.m. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out when the oldest clock was. Like, how far clocks go back?
Oh, man.
Sundials. First sundial was found 1500 B.C. Can you guess where it's from?
Greece.
Egypt.
Oh, Egypt.
Adjacent. Same latitude.
Same area,
same,
really.
Same
yeah.
Everything. I was trying to figure out if sundials or hourglasses were older, but I would guess you would need to have a sundial to determine how long the hourglass is. It's a classic what came first scenario.
I think that the sundial makes more sense because, you know, in antiquity, people would be using the sun to, you know, kind of like drive their day, I think.
Nothing but blue skies in ancient Egypt also. Not a reliable source of time. Great clock. How much? $14?
$14.
Wow, what a great deal. What do you got coming across the line now?
Next we have this beautiful 1978 Garfield clock. Now this is graphics by Jim Davis, of course, the creator of Garfield. This clock is absolutely in stunning condition.
Pristine.
It looks like it was manufactured yesterday.
What year did you say this was?
1978.
5 years after Garfield was created.
Wow.
This is in the early years of Garfield. Took off almost immediately, it looks like. Yeah, great. It looks great.
Yeah, this clock is in pristine condition. Beautiful blue, beautiful bright yellow on Odie. The Garfield orange is great. This clock is fantastic. These numbers have kind of a fun shadow effect going on there. And now this clock also quartz, so battery powered. And we actually even replaced the clock portion of this with a made in Japan clock. So this is a period appropriate restoration, I guess you could call it, that we've done on this. And so this clock is going to keep great time. It's going to look great on your wall. I mean, and this is also great for home bar, home office, bathroom, at work office.
Anywhere you put a clock.
Living room, kitchen. Anywhere where you're putting a clock, you're gonna want to have
this. If you have a cat and a dog at home,
Oh,
it's an ode to them, like Odie. Odie was always my favorite. Love Garfield. Something about Odie, it's the silence, you know? It's
the stoicism.
It's the quiet confidence that I loved about Odie. This clock, also not available online, only available in the store, $100.
That's honestly, it might seem like a lot, but this is a great price. These are going for anywhere from $125 to $150, sometimes even $200 if you're picking them up secondhand. So
here's the thing, you might get lucky, you might come in, you might show interest in it, and Jay the owner is going to be like, you could have it for $70.
That's true.
And that's
true.
That could happen. You could.
No guarantees.
Get lucky. It's only going to go up in value. There's a new Garfield movie coming out with Chris Pratt.
Oh, he's everything.
He's everything now. He is now also Garfield. Yeah. Anything
move
else
along
you want?
Now. I've got nothing else about that
one. We got more clocks.
Nothing else to say.
Ooh. I want to fly like an eagle.
Ooh, to the sea. This is a United States Postal Service clock. Time running out.
Is that bad grammar? Is that just what their slogan was?
Or time is running out. Our time is running out. The cynic's view of this clock is that time's running out for the United States of America it slowly descends into fascism and authoritarianism. But what are you going to do? A beautiful, beautiful graphic on here. You've got the majesty of the bald eagle, which is, of course, the symbol of the United States Postal Service. You've got a moon, maybe in a waxing gibbous phase there.
That looks like the Sea of Tranquility to me, right here. That's the landing spot of the Apollo 11. The ironic thing about this clock, it's advertising express mail, but with the time on it just goes the normal amount of time. Express mail, no faster than just the regular mail. It's a commentary on their own services. I would guess this is from the 80s, judging by
maybe early 90s, late 80s.
The aesthetic of the numbers. It's a very classic look.
Oh, with the Roman numerals on the on the big four there, and then just the little, everyone knows how to, you know how to tell time, right? Can the kids these days use an analog watch?
I don't know. We get some kids in here sometime. They've never seen a TV that looks like that before, so I have low expectations for them being able to read. I don't think we're teaching it in schools anymore. As somebody who used to be a teacher, never came up. Didn't come up. People just have phones these days.
Oh, man.
Phones do it all. But you still need a clock at home, right?
That's true. You might have one on your microwave, on your stove.
What happens when the power goes out?
That's true. This is, once again, another quartz powered clock. You're going to put a AA battery in there. It's going to power this clock for years, probably, just on that AA battery.
It will outlive you.
I don't know if I would go that far. Shelf life on AA batteries, probably not longer than the average human life expectancy. But
special on this clock. You come in and buy this clock, we're going to throw in that AA battery.
That's, oh wow, a AA battery included.
Well, how much are we asking for this?
Let's see what we're going for on this. $25.
Wow, it would cost more to ship it.
Uh-huh, that's
wow.
True. And this is, once again, this is great condition. The clock works. This is solid wood on here. This isn't veneered. This is solid wood. It's solid wood, not veneered.
Look at those grains. Is that a redwood?
Beautiful wood grain. Yeah, you could even sand down the size of this and throw a different stain on there if you really wanted to.
It's got a lot of life in it.
Incredible versatility. This clock has years of service left in it. Hopefully, like the United States. I guess, is it U.S.? Is it
United States Parcel Service?
Or
Postal.
Oh, UPS is United Parcel Service.
Yeah, if you know somebody who works for UPS or FedEx, get them this as a gag gift. They're going to hate it. What's next?
And last but not least here, we have a Snap-on clock. Now, for anyone not familiar, Snap-on is a brand of, they make tools, toolboxes. And you can see a beautiful vintage Mercedes here on the front. And the slogan on this watch is, I don't, what does it say? I don't let anybody borrow the Mercedes either. The implication there being that they don't let any borrow their Snap-on tools or their classic car Mercedes. That seems a little selfish.
Snap-on, they're from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Founded in 1920. Over 100 years ago. That's crazy. They have a production plant for some of their equipment in San Jose, California.
Oh, wow.
About 45 minutes south of here. That's where we went to college.
That's true. They made this. Made in USA. You've got beautiful wood on here. And this is underneath a resin. So this is going to be very resilient. This isn't going to scratch. This isn't going to wear down over time.
Is that a quartz crystal also?
It also has a quartz battery on
here.
Quartz clock, so it's going to be battery powered. This is going to look great in your garage, maybe in your man cave.
In the shop, yeah.
Yeah. This clock costs $50.
Wow.
Which
great deal.
Might be too much. I don't.
It's big though. Purely based on size.
It is a little large.
It's like a $50 clock.
But this is going to look great in your house. People are going to be like, wow, look at that. Look at that clock. Look at that Mercedes. Look at those tools. And that's all I have to say about that.
It's a good looking clock. Come make us an offer. It's been here a long time. Until next time, thank you. And
thanks, yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.